The 119th Boston Marathon is just a week away.
This year's marathon, much like last year's, will be flanked by extra security, including thousands of uniformed and plainclothes officers stationed throughout the route.
And this morning, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency announced security plans for this year's race. WBUR's Asma Khalid was there, and she joins us now to talk about what the thousands of runners and spectators can expect. Thanks for coming in, Asma.
No problem, Anthony.
So what did you hear this morning? What are some of the security precautions that we're going to see this year?
Well, if anyone attended the race last year, it's going to be kind of akin to what we saw last year. There's going to be surveillance cameras along the route, also security checkpoints, and about 3,500 uniformed law enforcement officials. That's all pretty much what we saw last year. The one thing that's new is going to be this no drone zone. They're saying the entire route is essentially no drones, meaning they don't want anyone putting up any unmanned aerial vehicles.
Real sign of the times, a no drone zone. And what about what we won't see?
Well, there will be additional law enforcement officials in plain clothes, so you won't really be able to detect them. The other big tactical security measure is the MEMA bunker itself. I spoke with a few people there, and they said that pre-2013, before the bombing, there used to be about 80 people at the bunker. It was sort of a small surveillance operation. Now it has about 220 people there to monitor safety. And overall, according to Kurt Schwartz, who's the director of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, it's really all about prevention.
I think the big change from 13 to 14 that we are carrying on is the extent of work that we now put into prevention. On the front end to prevent something bad from occurring, to prevent an intentional act. And that's really where a lot of the focus has been.
Now, Asma, what about for folks planning to go watch the runners along the route this year? What kinds of rules, restrictions can they expect?
Mm-hmm. Again, like last year, spectators are asked not to carry any backpacks, large bags, suitcases, coolers, or glass bottles. There's a whole long list, and actually you can see it on WBUR.org that'll spell out exactly what the guidelines are. And Kurt Schwartz, again, said that a lot of this is voluntary. I mean, the route is open along most of it, except for high security checkpoints focused on the start and the finish line. So he's asking for voluntary cooperation.
We are asking the public's cooperation in complying or following with these guidelines. It will enhance security. It will provide a much greater level of comfort to other spectators if people carry their possessions in a clear plastic bag.
And Anthony, in addition to what you can and cannot bring, they're also advising spectators not to wear any costumes, particularly those that might cover their face.
Mm, I see. Now, these security checkpoints, tell us what you learned about how are they going to be set up? How are they going to work?
Sure. So, you know, people approaching the viewing areas may have to pass, they're calling them heightened security areas, particularly Hopkinton and Boston. So in Boston, we're talking about from the Audubon Circle until the finish line, and there's going to be multiple security checkpoints. I was speaking with our photographer earlier who mentioned that, you know, he got stuck a couple of times because there were so many. They have said that they understand that, and they're trying to address that and make these checkpoints a little bit more strategic, but they are again advising people that if you go to the starting area or the finish line, please not to bring any backpacks or coolers or glass containers because those areas will have multiple checkpoints.
I see. Now, last year, the runners themselves faced some new security rules, and I gather they're going to still be in place this year.
That's right. There's no bags allowed at the Hopkinton area near the starting line. Essentially, runners are going to get an opportunity when they come to the Boston Common early in the morning to check some of their gear, and that's the only gear they can have. It's in this BAA-specified clear plastic bag, and they'll leave that bag at the gear check area. Other than that, they can just bring 1 gallon full of clear plastic bag full of food or sports drinks, but that's it.
So, Asma, heightened security, thousands of officers, checkpoints. Is this the new normal going forward in the marathon from this point on now?
You know, Anthony, that's a great question. Is it the new no shoes at the airport rule? Mm-hmm. Kind of akin to that. I asked, actually, the director of MEMA, and he wouldn't say. I asked him specifically because I recall at last year's post-marathon press conference, someone posed that very question, and they sort of were vague, saying time will tell on what security regulations we have. I will say that, you know, regardless of the security in place, the superintendent of Mass State Police, Tim Albin, is saying that he really wants people to come out and is encouraging them to come out regardless of sort of the rules. He wants people to enjoy the day.
It's not meant to be prohibited. We want you to come out and enjoy this. I think, you know, in light of all of the security provisions that we put in place, the very best partner that we have in this is the public.
And he was saying, you know, really, it's a 26.2-mile route. It's impossible to minimize risks to zero. They're just going to try to do the best that they can.
All right. WBUR's Asma Khalid reporting on security plans for this year's running of the Boston Marathon. Asma, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Well, when we come back, can transparency close the gender wage gap? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.